Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, my friends. Thank you for joining us. It is, of course, the first day of August 2011, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have Lyndon LaRouche joining us via video and audio connection from Virginia coming up in the second hour, and we will open the phones up in the second half of the interview with Lyndon LaRouche on the economy and what's happening geopolitically and worldwide. We'll also get his take on the whole debt ceiling fracas that is ongoing. I want to air a special report today. In fact, we're going to do that coming up in the next segment. Exclusive ATF intimidates gun owners with home visits. And if you are a radio listener and not a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, we do have the video report posted at Infowars.com. And I'm asking everybody to get this report out to your friends, your family, your neighbors. This is Obama launching a massive gun grab by stealth. And the headline for the video is Obama launches gun grab. And it is, again, posted on the front page of Infowars.com. We're going to lead with that when we come back from break. And then I'm going to get into the economy. Stocks slide after weak manufacturing news. Monday, look ahead. Debt deal rally could be short-lived. Dow tumbles on weak manufacturing report. Middle classes to be hit by tax increase by the back door. Obama and Boehner face furious backlash from their own parties as last-minute debt deal is slammed as a fudge or a lie. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, of course, former head of policy at the Treasury Department under Reagan, said, will the ceiling fall in? Disastrous outcomes of an orchestrated crisis. We'll be going over some of that report. Jim Cramer accuses Obama of creating tremendous fear and panic. Well, yeah, but it doesn't matter if that made Obama's approval rating fall even faster. It's his job to destroy confidence. It's his job to bring in carbon taxes and put a further wet blanket on a faltering economy. They want to implode it to consolidate it. How many globalist CFR white papers do you have to see to understand that? People say, why are they doing things that hurt the economy? They know raising taxes hurts the economy. They know it means less tax receipts come in. In every case, you raise taxes, less money comes in. People are like, what? Oh, you didn't know history? When you cut taxes, people spend it in the economy, and the economy speeds up, and then more overall revenue comes in. You cut a little, you get some growth. You cut a lot, you get a ton of growth. You cut massively, you get gigantic growth. And so the economy speeds up, so much more money is invested and spent that tax revenues increase. That's why the only states that have lower taxes, like Texas and a few others, are actually growing when the rest of the country is going into a depression, because we're not perfect and we got high taxes here, but compared to everywhere else, they're low. That's one of the few things the U.S. still has going for it. As high as our taxes are, it's lower than many other areas of the world, Western Europe, Japan, places like that. And so there is still some investment here, even though we've been basically deindustrialized. But you put more taxes on it and quote, create global standardization of taxes, which the UN, OECD, Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, and others are always calling for. They call the U.S. a tax haven because, you know, on average, the average person only pays about 60% in taxes, quote, wealthy people around 70% or higher. And in many areas of Europe, you're paying upwards of 80 or more. So they're trying to get us to that point. But this key report on the gun grabbing coming up first, and then we're going to get into just masses of key news today. Thank you for joining us. I'm Alex Jones. This is the Genesis Network, GCNLive.com. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Calbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calbin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calbin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the first day of August, kicking off the new month. 11 a.m. and 8 minutes Central Standard Time. Thank you for joining us. We have Lyndon LaRouche, who really needs no introduction, joining us to give us his take on the economy, the debt ceiling, the geopolitical ramifications of what's happening. We'll also look at the latest developments in Libya, Syria, Iran. That is all coming up later in the second hour today. We will also open the phones up at the bottom of the hour here. But first, I want to get into this special report dealing with a stealth attack on the Second Amendment in just a moment. And then we're going to get into middle class to be hit by tax increase by the back door. Obama and Boehner face furious backlash from their own parties as last-minute debt deal is slammed as a lie or as a fudge. Also, world warns of disaster if no debt deal is done. We're being learned that the bankers are our masters. Also, UK police tell public to report any type of government criticism that's anti-government, and they say connected to terrorism and the prime minister over in Norway is also telling political rivals that we're gaining in the polls with the upcoming election in Parliament, not to criticize the illegals, the legals, the giant populations that the government's bringing in to play off against the domestic Norwegians in the aftermath of the shooting. They're saying we may just ban free speech in Norway. We may just not allow you to criticize these people. But first, I want to get to this report that will take us out to break. Then we'll come back and get into all that news. Exclusive, ATF intimidates gun owners with home visits. And the video is posted at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com titled Obama Launches Gun Grab. And he said that if this works out, doing things outside of law, outside of Congress, that they are going to launch more executive orders and things to restrict the Second Amendment and put people on a no gun buy list. Even if you have no criminal record, the White House will decide and then shut down your right to keep and bear arms, as the former chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, called for a few years ago. Here is this key report. Get it out to everybody.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
The police and National Guard going street by street, entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
For anyone who has studied history, it's very clear. Tyrants do not want armed slaves. Slaves are disarmed. As the bumper sticker reads, politicians love disarmed peasants. The first gun control laws in this country were against newly emancipated freed slaves at the end of the Civil War. We've seen a lot of federal power grabs. We've seen Obama launch wars in Libya without congressional approval and levy carbon taxes without Congress. We've seen the power of the bureaucracy grow unchecked. But today, I want to talk to you about one of the most brazen and shocking examples of this I have ever seen. No, I'm not talking about the internet kill switch they've put in place or calls restrict free speech that are public. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives announcing to Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California, outside of law, with no law, that when a gun dealer sells two or more rifles to someone, they've got to file a suspicious activities report with the ATF. Now remember, when you get those guns, there's an instant check done with the FBI where your background check is run, and on the form, what you're buying and what you're doing is all filled out, and that's under federal law. Albeit unconstitutional, it's still law. What the ATF announced months ago was, well, we're getting a law passed by Congress, and they introduced a bill, the Democrats did, where when you buy two or more rifles, you have to report it and fill out a suspicious activity report on the person to the ATF.
The rule that was put in place to report on rifles that are being, long guns that are being sold, was also, they testified, very helpful.
The demand letter reporting the multiple sale of those rifles would be helpful for us, yes.
Is there any other tool that this Congress could give you?
Well, guess what happened? Congress didn't pass that law. And so Obama said, who needs Congress? And he sent letters on July 12th to every federal firearms licensee or seller in those four states. He sent them letters and said, you will now report. You are ordered. You are commanded. And I have a copy of the letter given to me by a good friend who owns a gun shop here in Austin, Texas. And they have no law authorizing this. And when my friend, who's a gun dealer, called the ATF and talked to Daniel Jones, the head of the ATF here in Austin, he called him 2 weeks before this letter came out because it was in the news that the ATF was already ordering gun shops to do this without law. And he said, do I have to do this to Daniel Jones? And Daniel said, no, the bill has failed in Congress, and obviously we can't enforce something if it's not the law, so don't worry about it. Well, a few weeks later, he got this letter telling him that the ATF was ordering him in America, outside of law, to do this. That is the essence of tyranny. And then I began to remember that Obama had told the Brady campaign and others, He'd been in the Washington Post, World Net Daily, months before. Don't worry, I can't get the votes in Congress to restrict guns. I'm going to use the executive branch and the bureaucracy by stealth, or, quote, under the radar. This is illegal, but they're setting a precedent where the ATF, outside of law, basically turns them into confidential informants against law-abiding citizens. I have confirmed through two Texas gun dealers and through someone in my office that when you buy two rifles, and by the way, it's in this letter, or two handguns, revolver or pistol, that you get an ATF or FBI visit to your house and they demand to come in your home and see your guns without a warrant. It's a chilling effect. It's intimidation, just like in Nazi Germany. And I got another document that the FBI has issued to gun dealers implying that people buying guns who talk about stopping power, and if they ask what's a good gun to stop a criminal, that you're to call the FBI on them. Remember New Orleans with the police chief under federal orders saying all the guns will be taken, no one will be allowed to be armed. Remember the Army, regular Army and National Guard being sent into wealthy, high and dry areas and going in and blowing open their gun safes and taking their guns and arresting the legal, lawful gun owners. The system does not want armed citizens. They want to set a precedent. And as our country goes into designed banker depression, as we implode, they are coming after our guns. This is how the war against the British Empire started in 1776 at Lexington and Concord. The system is having the police and military start a fight where they know gun-owning constitutionalists are not going to go along with it. They are going to start responding as things degenerate, and they're going to be called terrorists. The system, the social engineers, are sending the ATF and the feds on a collision course with law-abiding, patriotic Americans so they can kick off a civil war in America. In closing, I want to give you the good news. It was ATF agents that had some good left in them, like Darth Vader, that blew the whistle when three Border Patrol agents and five police officers were killed in the last year by guns that the government shipped into Mexico. And then the Attorney General, Eric Holder, lied and said that he didn't. He's been caught perjuring himself. The head of the ATF has exposed that. We now have learned that the FBI and DEA are involved in Fast and Furious. And even when they were caught, they still use it to restrict the Second Amendment outside of law because they are criminals. And it's time for good police officers, ATF, FBI, DEA, and others to say, no, I'm not shipping guns to Mexico or Honduras or to Miami to drug gangs to cause a crime wave so you can disarm law-abiding citizens. Hold this criminal agency and their boss, the Attorney General of the United States, accountable because they've been caught on record. And ATF agents have testified that they talked to the White House and they were under Justice Department orders. Of course they were. This is the covert undermining of the Second Amendment and a staged terror attack with these guns to blame law-abiding citizens as this country goes into a depression and we need these guns to protect ourselves. The dirtbag control freaks at the Brady Center and the Violence Policy Center and the rest of them know what they're doing. They're in the business of bringing America to its knees and disarming the American people so we can live under a tyranny. And even when they're caught, they're so arrogant and so full of chutzpah and bravado that they come out and use what they've publicly staged outside of law to order the gun shops to do this. And then they go to the people that have bought the guns' homes and harass them without warrants. This is the fall of the Republic if we don't stand up against it. I'm Alex Jones reporting from the front lines of the info war. You have been warned. Now please warn others. Ask yourselves, what are you doing in this time of great challenge? What are you doing to unlock minds? Go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv for the latest headlines and cutting.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back live. Coming up in the next segment, we're opening the phones up on any news item or issue you'd wish to discuss. I would imagine people would want to talk about the ATF outside of law setting the precedent that they can just tell gun shop dealers to do whatever they want and then go to gun owners and harass them. I mean, if this stands, it's like Ron Paul said a few months ago, if they can launch a war in Libya without even consulting Congress, if they can pass carbon taxes or implement carbon taxes without Congress passing them, they can do anything. That's why he called it the last nail in the Republic's coffin. But Republics are transient, but also, in another way, eternal. even though they're killing the Republic, and even if they're totally successful in destroying the Republic, we can revive it. Ideas are bulletproof. Now, going over the news, White House takes a victory lap. Obama 2012, this debate's over. GOP senator threatens filibuster. Democratic representatives calls agreement Satan sandwich. Conyers, people should march on White House. Taxes could still increase. $800 billion. Yeah, that's actually in the agreement. Boehner rallies his troops. He was the protege of the globalist Newt Gingrich, who betrayed the conservative movement in the mid-90s. And so his minions now doing an excellent job. And when Boehner's moved on, and one of his lieutenants will be there butchering the Republic down the road unless we take this country back. Boehner rallies his troops. It's all spending cuts. No real cuts until 2014. Pelosi balks. Dow jumps. And then people actually had a chance to look at the agreement, and then it plunged. We need massive spending cuts and massive tax cuts. Spending cuts and tax cuts. The economy would roar. Every major economist is on record. The facts are there. I mean, look at Kennedy. He cut the highest tax bracket by 50% because it had been the highest tax rate. The next two brackets by, 35%. You can pull those numbers up. They're famous. And tax receipts overall doubled the first year and then had large increases the next year. And the average moron can't figure that out. They're like, but it's a set-sum game. You raise taxes, government gets more money. No, no, no. You cut taxes, it energizes the economy. People spend more, invest more, buy more. And more receipts come in. More money comes in. They know that. But it's not enough to cut taxes and cut spending across the board, including defense. You've got to say, by the way, we want that $27 trillion that the private Federal Reserve stole back. We're going to claw that back and demand to know where it went. And we're not going to prop up these derivatives. At which point, the big six mega parasite banks that are setting up the whole world government, financing all the carbon taxes, all the tyranny, they're the corrupt owners through fraud of the planet, they will go completely ape. But if we identify them as the enemy and as the progenitors of this global meltdown, it will be rough. But then they won't dare fully implode things out of fear that people will finally wake up and they'll be arrested and sent to prison. So we make Wall Street take a giant haircut. Taxpayers should not be signed on to their, quote, bad bets. Now, remember, they weren't bad bets for them. They made money on the front end and on the back end with bailouts. So I don't want to hear about let's cut welfare moms' money and let's cut highway funds' money. And when the highway funds nationwide are all fully paid for, they just steal the money out the back door like Social Security. Let's write off the $600 trillion that the Washington Post claims America owes of the $1.5 quadrillion. And I keep going back to that because it's absolutely essential. You don't deal with that, nothing gets fixed. It is rearranging furniture while your house is burning down, or rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, or polishing the silverware. Okay? This is all much ado about nothing. We'll be breaking that down more. But the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll go to your calls coming up in the next segment, a couple segments ahead of our guest joining us. But here's an example from Time Magazine. Headline today, bulldoze, the new way to foreclose. And you've heard Obama say they want to bulldoze at least a third of Detroit, and that's begun, and areas of Los Angeles and other areas. Instead of letting housing prices go down, as they should, instead of being inflated, the big banks with banker bailout money are going in and buying up more houses and getting the foreclosures and the rest of it, many of which they don't even owe, and they're announcing they're going to bulldoze hundreds of thousands of homes conservatively to up the market of their other investments. So this is the predatory, self-destructive, cannibalistic economy. This is the command destruction economy. This is the post-industrial world. Destroy housing. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch, guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lungs system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lungs system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lungs system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to finish up some of the debt ceiling economic news and then go to your phone calls. Again, the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. When you hear a caller hang up after I go to them, that's your chance to dial and get in. We'd love to hear from you. Josh, Nick, Aaron, Steve, Ezekiel, and others. We're going to go to you here in just a few minutes. First off, I want to inform PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're simulcasting the radio show right now with a five-camera shoot, so you can see video clips, documents, special reports, and a whole other level of documentation that we did put out a special report. We did a special report Thursday live, and now that has been posted to the archive at PrisonPlanet.tv. It is a one-hour, 55-minute special report getting into cloning, the dangers of GMO, and a lot more, the FDA SWAT-teaming Amish and other whole food producers with Mike Adams in studio. And then in the second part in studio, we had Sheriff Richard Mack. Now, this is not the new TV show that starts Thursday, September 1st, coming up next month. I guess 30 days from now. This is a special report, and we're going to be doing these from time to time. We're going to be doing one Thursday with Gerald Celente, and that should be 7 o'clock again, 7 p.m. Central. That'll be live for folks, but then also archived or PrisonPlanet.tv members. And then I want to encourage PrisonPlanet.tv members who have allowed us to finance the new studio and the new special reports and also the InfoWars Nightly News that's coming. It'll be a 30-minute report every night, but pretty much every week we'll have an hour to two-hour special report on top of it. We'll also air specially produced reports at the end of the TV show many nights of the week. More and more is going to move to PrisonPlanet.tv as listeners have begged us over the years because some of the other video sites have censored us. But we will continue to encourage folks to take parts of the information and repost it, get it out to people. And also, when you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, to go to PrisonPlanet.tv and download these, burn them to disk, or compress them and then send them to your friends and family because we are really trying to build up our news gathering and presentation arm here because we are reaching tens of millions of people a week alone just on YouTube. Tens of millions a week alone just on YouTube. And that's only one of many different heads on the InfoWars Hydra that is attacking the globalist at every level, leading the way, and we couldn't do it without your support. So if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, we're just adding more and more, more and more, more and more. For a couple of weeks, we've had the system where I can upload near lifetime reports I shoot on my iPhone, just like YouTube. I'm going to start doing those on PrisonPlanet.tv, but the interface is still a little bit complex for somebody like yours truly. They're trying to get it dummy-proof so I can, you know, sit there and do live reports from my house on the weekend or at night or at 2 a.m. if I feel like it, or so I can upload reports. There's going to be all sorts of stuff, live reports from home, near live uploads. It's all built. It's just that now I have to be taught how to use it. And let's just say, well, computers are not my forte. I mean, I know how to upload a video to YouTube. And, you know, if I had the time, I could actually learn how to do anything. I'm not that bad at this stuff. It's just that I'm so busy and so used to others doing it for me, but I'm more and more getting into that mode. So, again, more and more coming to PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a member, there's 8-plus years of archives, the higher quality audio podcast, commercial-free every day, the 3-hour live stream that it's also archived within about an hour of the show. It goes up there for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and it's an armory of information warfare against the globalist, PrisonPlanet.tv. And don't forget, it's your purchase of books, videos, T-shirts that informs you to a higher level, gives you tools to wake up others, gives you tools to meet others. You wear an InfoWars.com shirt around in public, you're going to meet like-minded people, big time. It also supports our broadcast and what we do here. We're not supported like MSNBC and other national TV and newspapers with government bailout money stolen from taxpayers. We're not like the Dallas Cowboys who make you buy them a stadium, or Formula One here in Austin trying to make taxpayers pay for their giant racetrack. You know, we're here. We're not the IRS that comes at gunpoint, takes your money and uses it against you. We're asking you in the free market to vote with your money and support the InfoWar now more than ever. And look what we built together. Thank you so much for your support. But the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com, and then, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv, or you can call toll free to ask about any of the combos and book and video specials we have. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also get two silver dollars for $85. You can't buy those anywhere by themselves, two of them. I challenge you to try. Two silver dollars, a Big Brother book by Mark Dice, excellent, full-length, great book, and the American Dream DVD film about the bankers, very powerfully produced, animated, special presentation, and very entertaining. A film, a book, and two silver dollars. The silver dollars that cost, and free shipping, $85. So free shipping, a free book, a free film, and two great silver dollars. Give Midas Resources a call, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Okay, I'm done ranting about that, and I want to go to your calls. Getting back to the fact that the Associated Press, the Daily Mail, and others have done the analysis. In fact, here's another article, too. This is from Chicago Tribune, saying that there's, so that's Daily Mail, AP, and Chicago Tribune, all have done an analysis of the new debt deal that came out this morning that hadn't passed yet, but they, quote, have till tomorrow afternoon to get it through, or global calamities will happen. We're being trained that our nation doesn't stand on its ingenuity, on its developments, on its hard work. No, it's all about the bankers and all about ratings agencies. And Moody's came out, of course, over the weekend and said, even if you do either plan, you're going to end up defaulting. America is bankrupt. Only because we've been forced to sign on to derivatives that we don't owe the vast majority of. And then we get lectured by the very banks we've bailed out. You got to love that. It's rich, very, very rich to buy it. Middle classes to be hit by tax increase by the back door. Obama and Boehner face furious backlash from their own parties. Last-minute debt deal is slammed as a fudge or a lie. President Barack Obama awoke today to furious reaction to his last-minute deal. And again, the stock market jumped before people had read it, and then when they read it, it tanked. And we'll put that graph back up there. DrudgeReport.com has a good graph. We have one at Infowars.com as well. The president and congressional leaders last night finally announced an agreement on emergency legislation to avert the nation's first ever financial default. From the greatest creditor nation 50 years ago to banker slaves, and it's all through fraud. But while you pay them to rape you, you gotta love it. But while the dramatic resolution briefly lifted a cloud that had threatened to still fragile economic recovery. Oh, we're in a recovery. Did you hear that one? I'll buy that for a dollar. Critics said in the long run that middle class would bear the brunt of the country's massive debt and increased taxes set to cover the White House's reluctance to cut public spending. And then it goes into all the different tax increases. And so does the Chicago Tribune says the White House has one important tool in its arsenal of influence congressional talks over further deficit reduction measures in the coming months. The Bush-era tax cuts expiring. But it goes on in this deal, it basically kicks those back in. The agreement, which will still be approved by lawmakers, would cut about $2.4 trillion from the deficit. That doesn't happen until a few years from now, and then over 10 years when it starts, with a congressional committee set up to find $1.5 trillion in cuts. So it's all just lies. Tax reform and other deficit reduction measures. And it just goes on to say that basically they're proposing within this the tax increases. So there you have it. And then Dr. Paul Craig Roberts breaks down that this is orchestrated and is going to be disastrous. Stocks, again, have slid on weak manufacturing news and the fact that there's not really a lot of tax positives in this. There's tax increases loitering around like Barracuda off the coast. And then at the same time, the cuts aren't real. It's like, I will look with a blue ribbon commission down the road at these cuts. We're going deeper into debt to the banks who just create this out of nothing, but we've signed on to it under the 1913 Federal Reserve Act. But I want to go back to this article out of Time Magazine, Bulldoze, the New Way to Foreclose. And that is a nice component or a nice little friend. What's the word I'm looking for? A nice compliment to this article. Bank Post, $11.5 billion profit, much of which was banker bailout money, and announces 30,000 job cuts. And this has been going on for 2 years now with these big mega banks. They're getting rid of their retail banking. They're getting rid of service banking and car loans. You know, they've been given tens of trillions of dollars, but it's harder than ever to get a house loan, a car loan. Even if you got great credit, it's really hard, as many people have experienced. And they're just getting rid or cutting back the retail sectors. They don't need you. They're destroying and consolidating a post-industrial country, a command destruction system, the opposite of free market. They always lecture everyone about we're free market, we're free market. They've gotten, and we haven't gotten numbers in a year. In 2008, 2009, early 2010, the last number that private banks had been given that they then paid off MSNBC and other media outlets with was $27 trillion, Bloomberg and AP reported. They had to sue to get that information. It's been a year. We haven't learned anything. We just know it's still going on. So I say $27 trillion. Know that it's probably, if you follow the previous growth curve in 2 years, let me see, $27 trillion, so what's a third of that? We're talking 14. 13 and a half trillion or more. So we're talking 40 something trillion, right at 40 trill. We don't know though. And when you give them that money, you're going to pay that back to them in taxes. You give them the money, they buy the treasury bills, and then you pay taxes to them on that. Man, you can't make this stuff up. All right, I'm going to go to your calls. But it's announcing that there are nearly 1.7 million homes in the U.S. in some sort of foreclosure. Banks already own some of these homes and will soon have repossessed many more. Many housing economists worry that the near constant stream of home sales and banks could keep housing prices down. Well, they're supposed to be down. They got way too inflated. But what if some of those homes never hit the market? And it goes on to talk about in Cleveland alone, Bank of America has demolished 100, has announced they're going to demolish 100 homes alone, one mega bank. And they'll even foreclose on houses they don't ever own or never had a deed to and then bulldoze it. And they're announcing they're going to bulldoze at least a third of Detroit, Wells Fargo, announced 800 homes or has demolished 800. J.P. Morgan is demolished a whole bunch. Oh, but J.P. Morgan gave them to city officials, 1,900 homes. So that's also a fat form of payoff. Oh, you sent the police and constables and sheriffs to steal homes that we didn't even have deeds to. Some of them owned in cash. I played the CNN clip. Homes bought for in cash years ago, $1 million home. The people are like, we paid cash. Bank of America never even had a deed to the people that sold it to us, but they took it. And finally, the judge gave them their house back and said, now you got to pay the people their money back, a couple hundred thousand. Bank of America said, no, we don't care about your bank ruling. So 5 months later, they sent the constable into the Bank of America and took the money out of the till. That's a court order. Took it out of the till. What you're supposed to do. That's a court order. That's adjudicated. Not cops take $1,000 out of your wallet, you know, because you're downtown and they think you shouldn't have $1,000 in your pocket, even if you have the ATM receipt for it that it's yours. Courts have ruled they can take it. Well, how about the courts actually get constitutional? All right, I'm going to go to your calls. It's just that there's another report here, and this is happening all over the world because they've been devaluing currencies in the last decade, and so all major housing systems have gone up. And there's a report here. Israeli strike over housing cost of living. They've had the same bubble. Haaretz is reporting. I wonder if they will just have the houses destroyed. See, oh, we're not going to let the housing price go down. We're just going to bulldoze these houses. We're not going to cut the price and sell the people that need housing in America. No, we're going to destroy the economy. And if the economy tries to get back up on its feet, we're going to put carbon taxes on it. This is the New World Order. This is artificial scarcity. Yeah, they're doing it with oil, diamonds, water. They're doing it with all of these systems. This is what globalism is. All right, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Let's talk to Josh in Florida. Josh, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you, sir. I had a couple of questions. I wanted to ask Ron Paul. You stand by Ron Paul?
I think Ron Paul's got a really great voting record, and he's done an incredible job, and so have his supporters, educating people about the Federal Reserve and not just the puppet government. And I know Ron Paul personally, and I've interviewed him hundreds of times in the last 16 years. And absolutely, of course I support Ron Paul.
I was a little worried about it because he, is a Republican. And I know that the two factions of one party don't get anything done.
Yeah, but come on, Josh, you're more sophisticated than that, man. Of course the leadership of the Republican and Democratic parties are bought and paid for, and that's what we talk about. I'm the guy that invented the term left-right false paradigm. but Ron Paul, almost every speech he gives, he talks about that. He's exposing both parties right now. And he got into Congress as a libertarian, but they were able to block him with the party machine, so he got kicked out of Congress. And so he said, I'm really a libertarian constitutionalist, and I'm going to run using the Republican Party system. So using the machinery is one thing, it's kind of like this low-level false logical thing that, you know, Ron Paul must be bad because he's in a major political party. He could be called, he could be part of the Keebler Elf Party or the Bull Moose Party, whatever name you want to give it. As long as it's the fruits of the man, it's the voting record. People stand on what they've done. Does that answer your question? Because I'm having trouble understanding it.
Well, it's just, you know, putting, I have difficulty putting trust in, you know, anybody, because it's like, yeah, they do these great things, and then...
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. We're not putting all of our eggs in one basket and putting all our hopes on Ron Paul to win the presidency. Even if he doesn't win the presidency, he's going to be there educating people in the debates and campaigning and really bringing out true ideas of liberty. But if you can't understand me, Josh, let me put it to you this way. Do you have a favorite restaurant, Josh?
Not really, no.
Okay, well, I have restaurants I like. And there are places I've been to 10, 15, 20 times where it's always good. And so it's not that I put my trust in them. I go once, it's good. I go twice, it's good. The 10th time, I'm start, man, there's no question where I'm going to eat a steak. Okay, so yes, I guess someday I might get a bad steak there. But I've never gotten a bad steak from Ron Paul, politically. All I've gotten is choice, premium, absolute, juiciest filet mignon. Okay, so yes. Now, the other politicians, I've gotten rotten horse meat with maggots in it.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Black Hawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Trouble so hard. Ooh, trouble so hard. You know, a lot of people in America have woken up to the fact that they're being lied to. But then, they just don't trust anybody or anything. You have to look at the body of somebody's work. Have they ever made mistakes? Do they get things wrong sometimes? Sure. But overall, is somebody getting into liberty and freedom and standing up for what's right? What is their roots? Ron Paul, for 35 years, exposing the banking cartel, writing books, lecturing. He's always been the same. His voting record, he always stands for what he believes in. And people say, well, yeah, he's done a lot of good things, but as Josh said earlier, but how do I trust him? How do I know he's for real? You know, he might turn against us down the road. And that's like saying, you know, well, this restaurant's always been great, but it might become bad someday. Well, then why would you go with restaurants that you know are horrible and that you've had bad experiences with? But again, it's not about Ron Paul, as he said. It's about us individually. What do we stand for? Are we going to start talking about real issues and getting back to the Constitution? Instead of this almost obsession with spending all our time talking about people that are fighting tyranny and nitpicking them, instead of talking about the banks that are openly robbing and raping us, and the TSA and the tyranny and the warrantless wiretapping and the police brutality and the corruption. But see, people see that as a big monolithic bureaucracy. They feel powerless at it. And so they tend to go after the messenger. And I understand that psychology. I get it. I give Ron Paul about a 99. I don't like the fact that he didn't get into modern false flag. He does say the CIA brings drugs in, that our government has staged terror attacks before, like Tonkin and Ajax and others. I'd give him about a 99. I'd give Rand about a 97. But, I mean, compared to the other people, they are ideologues. They do really stand for what they believe in. You know, nowadays, I guess an ideologue is kind of a bad term to use, but I kind of think of it as good. I mean, this person, like, what is the definition of ideologue? Am I even using the right term? Nick in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I am like a 16-year-old kid. I live in Los Angeles, and I got to say, I've been listening to your show forever. My dad turned me onto it when I was like a little kid. And, you know, we are doing a great job. A lot of my friends in school, you know, they're getting awake and just learning more about this. I've turned them on to you. I've turned them on to Invisible Empire and Fall of the Republic. And it's, you know, it's really moving forward. And I you know, I got to say, I just thank you for what you're doing. And I know a lot of people who are really waking up on Twitter and even on Facebook. And, you know, you're right. We're using their propaganda against them.
Well, absolutely. We're using their systems to incredible effect. They are panicking right now. Congress has a 9% approval rating. That shows that people, by and large, are awake. They're not awake at a sophisticated level, but once the doors open for people to be open-minded, hence the term open-minded, open door, now is the time to be working like slaves to get the word out. You know, there's that old term, working like the devil. The globalists are working like the devil. We've got to work like people that want to not be slaves. Anything else, sir?
Also, just a thing that's kind of a bad thing that I deal with in my daily life is, like, you know, in school, it's so bureaucratic, and just the whole school system and education is just completely messed up. And that's something that I'm really pushing to get, like, reformed and really to be actually just where kids are learning, and they're not just, you know, studying for a test and then they just forget it all after. And, you know, it's all just about, you know, passing and good grades and all that stuff. You know, it's really about learning and applying what you're learning.
Absolutely. Good job, my friend. Good to hear from you. We're going to come back and go to Aaron, Steve, Ezekiel, Jason, and others. And then, of course, we have Lennon LaRouche joining us. And I just got a special communique from them. It says, Jaron, we are now getting briefed that everything you read in the press on Senate House agreement in the press is a lie. Well, that's what the stock market says. It first went way up and then plunged. We are about to lose the United States of civilization. This is a Hitler coup. There is going to be Americans dead in the streets. We can still turn this around. Lynn will have more in the subject of the interview. Don.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Calbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calbin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calbin on the web at 5starsoap.com.
waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lennon LaRouche is joining us for the rest of the hour. Coming up the next segment, I'm going to continue with your calls right now. And those of you that are holding in the second half of the interview will get a chance to talk to Lennon LaRouche. If not, hang up and we'll let other callers in. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. You know, a guy was asking earlier, can you trust Ron Paul? And I said, well, he's an ideologue. And I see that as a good thing. I mean, you know, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, not swerving from that, because the system always wants us to compromise. But then I thought, is that the exact definition I'd want to use? No, a man of principle. A man who sticks to his principles. But if you go to Webster's Dictionary, an impractical idealist. You see, they've kind of changed the definition over time. Well, I guess I'm an impractical idealist because I'm not giving up my Second Amendment or family rights or any of it. Or I'm against abortion. I'm against a culture of death. I'm an ideologue. An often blindly partisan advocate or adherent of a particular ideology. Well, folks, if you're going to risk your name, your treasure, jail, for what you believe in. I mean, Lennon LaRouche, they set him up. White House came after him, put him in prison for no reason. That's on record. You got to be committed. I mean, if you're a fighter bomber pilot flying in over North Korea in the Korean War, you better be an ideologue. You better be absolutely committed to be risking your life. Real simple. An often blindly partisan advocate or adherent of a particular ideology. Defined for English language learners. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Aaron in Nevada, then Steve Ezekiel and others. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, hi, InfoWarriors. Hey, buddy. I just want you to know, I've done a piece on Alex at my website, gonav.com.
All right, that's enough. We're not here for all the jealous snipers and all that. It's a serious radio broadcast for serious people, okay? If you want to call and disagree with something I've said, we'll keep you on for 20 minutes as we do. But if you just call in and just want to plug yourself because you want to be a big man, that's great. You guys would have people following you and listening to you if you covered real issues instead of infighting. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Illinois. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, diddle. Ron Paul, I have a problem. Well, let me tell you, John, your call selector, Nat, he is a prince. I've been talking to him for about 4 years, about 31 years. The different call screeners, Nat, there's none better. Ron Paul, the problem I have with him, he's only one person against 435 bribed, threatened, or blackmailed partners.
Exactly. All he is somebody that can report for us what's going on in Congress and use his prominent pulpit to alert people to what's going on.
I regret that I've only got one life to give for my country, as so spoken by our founders, one of our founders. You're talking on the tax reducement and that. You know, the middle class in this country is all but been abolished. And you know, it shows the economic pie. These corporation shysters are paying the lowest they ever have. They don't pay tax in the first place. People do. And the reason they run to other countries and given tax incentives to do it ever since Reagan, that's how long I've been on the radio, is because I think one quarter is, sure, they'll pay no taxes that they can't push off onto the people. But three quarters of the reason they go there is for slave wages.
That's it. And then they control our economic system and get rid of our tariffs when the other countries have them through wages, through currency, through no environmental standards. And then by shutting us down, that increases their overseas investments. And we've seen NAFTA and GATT. We've seen globalism. And now Time Magazine says they've already bulldozed tens of thousands of houses they've repossessed. Now they're going to start doing it to even more, destroying our economy so there's less housing, less production, less real wealth. This is the predatory economy, and they're so arrogant. They have all these mega bankers who've written the laws, literally, they're lobbyists, to exempt them from taxes, lobbying to raise taxes on what's left of the middle class of this country. Absolute scam. You cut taxes, you cut the corporate welfare spending, you up at the regional level, the infrastructure spending, and your country races forward. That's the American system. Kennedy did it. T- Tax revenues doubled. We'll be right back with Lyndon LaRouche with key information. Stay with us.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're now 8 minutes into hour number two. For the rest of the hour, Lyndon LaRouche is our guest, just returned to the United States. LaRouchePack.com is the website. Love him or hate him, he has accurately gauged the true history of the last 200 years in Western Europe, the Anglo-American British Empire taking over the United States through their Council on Foreign Relations, Pratt House system, and really no introduction is needed. If you don't know who Lyndon LaRouche is, there's probably not much hope for you, but you can learn more at LaRouchePack.com. And again, whether you agree with their solutions, you can't disagree with their analysis. I study source, globalist, and Anglo-American documents and declassified CIA reports, and what he was talking about 20, 30, 40 years ago is exactly what's going on and who is running things. This is a command destruction of the Western world. The megabanks are waging war against the real economy. That's what oligarchs do. They are knocking out all their competition, waging war against the sovereignty of this planet. And the end game, world government's only the beginning. The end game is global population reduction. We've got a report out today. They have a report out today. LaRouche, jail Bernanke, Geithner, and Obama now for massive theft and loan fraud. And up on their website, they are saying right now, this just broke in the last 10 minutes. They've been able to analyze the actual plan. And again, we'll put their website back up on screen. And here's a report they sent to us minutes ago. Quote, we are now getting briefed that everything you read in the press on Senate-House agreement in the press is a lie. We are about to lose the United States and civilization. This was a Hitler-style coup. There is going to be Americans dead in the streets. We can still turn this around. Lynn will have more on the subject in the interview, Don, from their office. And if you go to their site, they have the big banner up there at the top saying this is a coup. And it is. It's an expansion of an economic coup. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is also in the news saying that this whole thing is a giant scam. Here's the headline at prisonplanet.com. Will the ceiling fall in? Disastrous outcomes from an orchestrated crisis. And so to look at what the plan really does, the tax increases, the slashing of benefits, so everything goes to the foreign bankers. We're going into a third world receivership, and joining us to break it down is Lyndon LaRouche. Lyndon, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Bold statements here. I mean, we saw 3 years ago Paulson say that if you don't give us unlimited trillions, there'll be martial law, blood in the streets. A month ago, same statements by the finance ministers of Europe, tanks, blood in the streets. But if you do go along with their plan, is that not where this leads? So very bold statements out of your office, and I see behind you, stop the Obama-Hitler coup. Lyndon LaRouche, you've got the floor. What are we facing?
We're facing right now the legislation which was pushed through by Obama recently is comparable to the Hitler Michigan Gesetz, the law which made Hitler a dictator. It's actually it's worse than that because the conditions involved are bad. You have a number of foolish people in the United States, and I do say they're very foolish. They believe that only Wall Street offers them the opportunity for investment, that is people with money, and therefore they assume that if Obama is going to protect them, that they're going to have their money. The fact of the matter is, if Obama goes through with this policy, the entire economy of the United States will collapse. And with quite justice, those who supported Obama because they wanted their own Wall Street money will be the first to lose everything. So it's a case of foolish people who believe that their money is everything, and they're about to lose every bit of it. If they continue, we have one day now, as of now, we're about one day removed from the confirmation of the Hitler-like law, which was pushed through on a corrupted Congress by the President of the United States. If this war is not blocked now, within the next hours, then the danger is the United States will no longer exist and the deaths in the streets will begin.
Now, again, sir, these are bold statements from you. Break down the technicals of the agreement and your analysis and why you're saying this. I mean, what is really in this so-called agreement, Lyndon LaRouche?
The agreement is that the President of the United States becomes a dictator, just like the Hitler law, which established the Hitler dictatorship. And if you actually vote up the confirmation of this law, which is pushed through by the president on his initiative, you are a slave, and you're going to start dying fast. And those foolish people who supported the president's law because he thought he was going to protect their Wall Street investments, because they believe that only Wall Street investments are available to them, therefore they defend him because they're stupid. They think they're going to preserve their investments. The first thing that's going to happen is they're going to be bankrupted and in the streets dying like the rest of us.
Now, I'm digging out the article, but I remember some of the different presidential decision directives of Bush 4 years ago saying for any emergency, including economic, the president can set aside Congress for 6 months, and then when congressmen and others ask for the full text, they were told it was classified even to Congress. That made national news. And we reported on it here heavily, and I'm digging out the actual PDDs here in a moment. It's in my stack from yesterday's show. I alluded to it, but I only saw the three or four different plans. I haven't had time yet, because they just released it, to see the supposed agreement, and they're not even releasing all of that. You're saying you've looked in this, Mr. LaRouge, and you're saying it has the dictatorial power? Because I know 2 weeks ago, the leader of the Republicans in the Senate from Kentucky, the senator did come out and say, let's give the president the power of the purse, and that was being debated. Also, other powers. Are you saying that that's in there?
That's all in there. The point is, the law is very simple, and they don't put out the real interesting parts of the law. The law, my associates have checked with the leading members of Congress, those circles. There is no doubt of what this is, as I have described it. There is no difference between the actual law and in terms of its implementation. And what the only condition now is, we have a very short time to force the president and force the Congress to withdraw support for that law. If the Congress does not act to withdraw, you're going to sign death in the streets is going to begin very quickly, because the cuts which are being proposed on the American people under the present conditions, and the fact a sudden collapse in two phases. No, look out in the streets now. Look at the conditions of life. Look at what's happened to healthcare. Look at other things.
Every form of metal at grave sites, railways, stop signs, everything's being stolen. Crime is exploding, and they're telling us the economy's recovered and is wonderful. When what? We're over 3 years into a depression, according to every economic barometer. 3 quarters of continued loss of growth.
It's worse. It's worse. We are now at the end game. The money they think they have is absolutely worthless. You have to look at the quadrillions of so-called pretended assets out there. They're not worth anything. They're paper that could never be redeemed. What this is simply the British Empire, which runs the United States and Wall Street right now, with their puppet president, Obama, is running through a program whose immediate intention was to destroy the United States. We are the main obstacle to a world dictatorship by that empire.
So this is an economic black hole that they got rid of the Glass-Steagall, as you reported on and predicted all of this 12 years ago. Clinton, then Bush, and now Obama have all followed the same program. Of course, it's impossible for us to ever pay off $1.5 quadrillion that we didn't even make. The very central banks that created this fraud and had us sign on to it are now posing as our saviors. This is insane. For anyone who's halfway educated about economics, it is like having Hitler preside as the head judge at a Nuremberg trial. It is the height of bizarre Kafka-esque weirdness.
This is an act of treason by this president. He was acting on behalf of a foreign power to enact an action which will destroy the United States. That is treason.
Let's continue then, sir, to go through. I mean, in this, what are they really doing? Because I have the report here, Obama final loophole, the catastrophic emergency, and it's got all these links to mainstream news saying PDD, National SPD 51, and you read it, and it says, and this is already on the books, that he is supreme ruler.
Exactly. He is the Hitler dictator. This guy is the equivalent of Adolf Hitler, and like Adolf Hitler, who was created by the British Empire, he's created by the same thing. This guy should never have been president. He was not qualified to become president because of the fraud he committed under the British support to make him president through the phony, you know, by the crowd there. This is all there. It's all on the map. But once we see what we had, you look at the vote of the American people, what the tendency is in trends. The people are not going to other parties. They're abandoning the Democratic Party and the...
We just lost his Skype connection. We're going to get him connected again. And that is in the news. In fact, I have the headlines here where it is a total revolt. They have live time analysis of what's happening, and they're reporting plunging support for Boehner and Obama. People really see through this, and as the Chinese and others have said, they've already defaulted. If we don't say no to the derivatives, if we don't disconnect ourselves from that black hole. It is impossible, hundreds of times over, to ever pay this off. We don't owe it. It's admitted in Ireland and Greece and other countries. They don't owe 90-plus percent, like 92, 93, depending on the country, of the money that's owed is not owed. We're talking about thousands of trillions they say we owe, and we're having debates about $14.5 trillion and all of these discussions. Again, they want to destroy the economy, just like the article I read earlier, where they're going to bulldoze homes nationwide instead of letting housing prices go down and then give people homes that they can afford. We'll be right back with Lena LaRouche, trying to get him reconnected via Skype.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Get up! Eat your ass! That's just from the prison planet!
Video Skype is an absolutely incredible technology, but it also has a problem. So we're going to audio Skype as soon as we can get Lynn LaRouge back on. And Zero Hedge reported on this over the weekend on July 31st, yesterday. We reported on it, of course, in the last four and a half years. This was almost 5 years ago that Bush put these into place. Obama reauthorized them. Headline, Obama's final loophole, the catastrophic emergency clause. And it goes on to break it down. National Security Presidential Directive NSPD 51 and Homeland Security Presidential Directive HSPD 20. And we actually cover this in my film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, where you have the head of the Homeland Security Committee in the House saying, I've been asking for several months to see the full text of this. The three-page boil down, the cover sheet, says it makes the president a dictator for 6 months when he implements this, and that Congress basically is powerless for any emergency, including economic. So I want to see it. And he was never allowed to see it. Who was that, DeFazio at the time? The point is, we played those clips many times. So this is going on. This is happening. And I'm seeing a lot of different reports because what they're saying is, well, there's not really anything you can see. The Republicans and Democrats are agreeing to nebulous $2.5 trillion cuts that start sometime next year through the next 10. And we're going to have a committee, a new commission that decides all of this. And so that right there is the proof, as Lynn LaRouche said, that it's all nebulous. They're not saying, but then you go to what they've been saying the last few weeks, that, oh, he could just use the presidential directives. And you see what different Republican leaders said, let's just give Obama the power. Lynn LaRouche, who former CIA director back in the 80s, I know you can pull up the quotes, said has one of the best private intelligence networks out there. The head of the National Security Council said the same thing about LaRouche. He really does have those contacts there in D.C. And he says that they're telling him that the reason it's nebulous and you can't find out the details is because it is a dictatorial handover of power. This is a short segment, sir, long segment coming up, but break down what your sources on Capitol Hill are telling you.
Hello. Well, the point is that it's just exactly that. It, what you find is you find a layer of propositions and agreements which are used to confuse the people who don't know what's going on. People in the Senate, for example, the leading circles of the Senate, and I believe also the House of Representatives, but I'm not so sure there, but in the Senate at least, they know what is happening. And they are influenced very strongly by the fact that their clientele, which has money, is very important for both them personally and also for their political influence in society. So therefore, they allow themselves to be deluded, even if they're not malicious in their intention. And I know some of these people. They're not malicious in their intention. They're just greedy. And they believe that if we don't support this thing, that the president will take actions which will wipe out their money, their investment. But the fact of the matter is, their investment is already worthless. It's only worth the belief that it has value. You look at the figures of the money, you look at the amount of value that we are producing in the United States and in other countries, and you look at the amount of money we say we have, or the people say they have, and you realize the whole thing is a fraud. What we need to do is go to a Glass-Steagall Act, the same one that President Roosevelt put into effect in 1933. Just back to that. What that would do, would take all the money, which is called money, but is not really wealth, and would put it into a separate account, for which the government itself would not be responsible. Then the money that conformed to the law, what had been the actual constitutional law, the original constitution, and what was the law established by 1933, Glass-Steagall, that law would click into effect. Under those conditions, with the credit now released, available to the United States government, we could start an immediate recovery tomorrow morning. And if they don't know how to do it, I know how to do it.
Lynn LaRouche, you predicted all of this. We're going to break. We're going to come back and get into solutions and then some phone calls. But first, as we go to break here, why are you saying this is going to cause economic collapse very quickly? What is the time frame of the accelerating collapse if they don't reverse this?
The time
I'll tell you what, stay there. We're just going to come back to you after break with that important question with Lynn LaRouche, because the outro music cuts out his Skype connection. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. And, of course, we're simulcasting the radio show right now in living video color at PrisonPlanet.tv. Please stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Calbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calbin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calbin on the web at 5starsoap.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Record of accurately predicting exactly what's going on. You can, again, disagree with some of their political ideas, but their analysis has been very accurate, and I hope they're wrong. But unfortunately, we've seen the total positioning of the federalization of every state, every county, every city. We've seen a covert rollout of military and police to, quote, crack down on the American people. 3 years ago, they said they wanted to have tens of thousands of U.S. troops ready for an economic collapse by the second half of 2011. That was the Army Times. Something this big, you can always see the scripting and the setup and the buildup for it. And it is a giant attack on the Republic. And so, Lynn LaRouche, you've got the floor, sir. Please roll with it. why you're saying this collapse will totally implode the country, and what's the time frame?
The time frame is immediate. We are at the tail end of the thing. For example, look at it from the standpoint of the reenactment of Glass-Steagall. Glass-Steagall is now on the agenda. It's ready going in with increasing support among members of the Congress for its enactment. Were it enacted today, this and were this crazy law of Obama not in force, then we would be on the road to recovery. Because the United States system, remember, we were bankrupt when we had won the war against the British. But with the reform, which was inspired by our Treasury Secretary at the time, we adopted a constitution. And this constitution said we don't believe in a money system, we believe in a credit system. And that what we should do is to solve the debts we had as war debts, we should be able to pay them off by issuing credit for increased production in agriculture, the development of industry, and so forth. And this worked. This was the core of our Constitution, a credit system. A credit system whose roots were lie in the Massachusetts Bay Colony before it was crushed by the William of Orange. And this law worked. And every time we've gone back to this principled economy, we have prospered where the rest of the world is a disaster. Look at us. We went through the Civil War. It was a British organized. It almost destroyed us in terms of the cost of it. But then, because of the great unleashing of productive power in agriculture and industry, and also these structures like railways and so forth, this made us the most powerful nation in the world in economics of any nation. We did it again several times. We did it under Franklin Roosevelt. We can do it again. The same system going back to our Constitution, our federal Constitution, which is based on the principle of credit rather than money.
All right, sir, can you quantify that? For those that don't understand, since 1913, we went off the American system and allowed private banking families to be paid interest for the government to have the right to have a currency, when currency is only a symbol of exchange and is tied to the overall productivity of the country. And I remember reading the quotes by the big banking families of Europe, the Rothschilds and others. It was in British newspapers. I've read the editorials saying, if this American system spreads, our global empire is going to die. And so that's why they tried to break the country up under Jackson, against Jackson. They tried to break it up during the Civil War. I mean, this was a public debate. This was talked about all over the world, and we've forgotten history, so we're reliving. And a great example of this is Time Magazine says, don't worry, they're going to bulldoze most of the foreclosed houses. They've bulldozed tens of thousands. Now they want to bulldoze hundreds of thousands to jack up prices by destroying productivity and infrastructure. I mean, that is the monetary system, correct?
Well, look at that's right. And this is what you're looking at, what happened to the auto industry, what happened to the agricultural system, the fact we're not now producing enough food to meet the requirements of our people next year, the fact that the destitution of most of our people, even most of the people who invest, who have money, invest in Wall Street because they have no other thing to invest in. GE's gone. All our industries have shot. We no longer are a viable economy. We don't produce enough physically to meet our actual needs. We could on a dime, and I know exactly how to do this, we could turn this on a dime and we could become a prosperous nation again within a couple of years. We have the choice. These guys who represent a foreign interest centered in London are out to destroy us because we're the greatest danger that exists for them. But therefore, we need patriots. Look at the citizens out there. They're turning against both parties. They hate both parties. They hate the leadership of both parties. But they're not doing anything. Why? They hate the parties. They hate the government. And they have every damn good reason to do that.
Well, sir,
our job is to be patriots.
Okay, so from your research, you're saying this is going to accelerate the implosion. They've been denying we're in a depression. Now they're basically admitting it. We've put up the quotes there where they say if we don't basically do whatever they say, we're going to have a depression, but we're already in one. What is the globalist / British? What is this New World Order, which is really the Old World Order model? What are they planning? Why do they want to do this? Why do they want to have a global corporate takeover of every sovereign nation and fully bankrupt it and destroy the society. I mean, anybody who thinks that they're done, think again. They're only accelerating their carbon taxes. They're only, you know, the head of the Economic Council at the White House is moving General Electric's X-ray division to China. General Motors bailout, billions of dollars to move our plants overseas. I mean, it is flagrant treason, economic sabotage on steroids. It's so naked.
Yeah, but look at the very fact. Look at our world production. What's the policy of the reigning political forces inside Europe and inside the United States today? Their policy is not only zero growth, zero population growth. Their policy today is to reduce the world's population to 1 billion people. That is the officially stated policy of the British Empire. It's a stated policy of many of the environmentalists. It's a stated policy of many others. This is what is happening to us. And we have to look at that fact. Look at the American people. Look at what they have now and what they had, say, 2 years ago. Look at what they had under John F. Kennedy. Look what they lost when his brother was also assassinated. They got their own way. They got a useless war in Indochina, which weakened us and destroyed us by killing Kennedy because he was opposed to that war. They killed his brother, who was about to become nominated the presidential candidate for the Democratic Party, because he represented the same thing. We have to look at the physical reality, because economy is nothing but a correlative of physical reality. And that's what we're losing.
And the global banking cartel, they are literally parasites. They are waging war against the real economy because at any time, the unlimited cornucopia, the engine of liberty, can be turned loose and will overthrow them. But as Thomas Jefferson said, if you ever let private banks control the issuance of currency and credit, your children will wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered.
At this time, it's worse. This is worse than anything our predecessors have ever imagined. The attempt to take a population in the order of 7 billion people on this planet and to reduce it to one and do it in a fast order, which is what is being done now, is the greatest crime against humanity imaginable. As a matter of fact, this is the one kind of policy pushed by President Obama which could cause the ultimate extinction of the human species, because we're getting into a condition in the galaxy, which we are part of, a new kill ratio of species, like the killing of the dinosaurs. We as human beings are capable of developing the means to defend our population against such catastrophes.
By the way, you were the first guy, I actually heard the claim years ago, went and looked it up, it's true. You're the first person on record to call for some type of planetary asteroid defense, and then what, out of that, then the plan for SDI?
Yeah, sure. That was my baby. What happened is I made the proposal in 1977 on the basis of my discussion with some leading people in the community, in the military and other circles. Our point was that a world war fought with the kinds of weapons which we in the Soviet Union were developing at that time would have caused a virtual extermination of the human species. So therefore, the question was how to get a negotiation, particularly with the Soviet Union, under which we could control things so this wouldn't happen. So I came up with this thing and pushed it, and I found a number of people in the United States in key positions, the old OSS crowd as well, who came around to my support. Then I got support for, you know, I had the leading military forces in Germany, the retired military force, senior ones, in France, in Italy, and other countries. I had leading and also a whole section of the Soviet Union, which agreed that I was right.
By the way, folks, what he's talking about is even in the Washington Post. Lyndon LaRouche really did. He used to land at the CIA base in Langley in his helicopter to go brief him. And then, of course, Bush, George W., Herbert Walker got jealous and set him up and put him in jail. Just incredible. But, I mean, you're here saying, because I've noticed in the news they're saying, well, they're agreeing to give it to a blue ribbon committee and let the president kind of have the authority. And they've had Mitch McConnell from Kentucky spin it that, well, like you said 2 weeks ago, we'll just let the president do this. Well, Congress can't hand the power of the purse over to the president or some committee. I mean, it's not their power to give up, just like Congress couldn't treasonously give their power up to say, the Chinese if they wanted to, or the Venezuelans. I mean, this really is treason, and they just do it out in the open.
Of course it's treason. It's absolute treason. They know what they're doing, but they're part of a faction that thinks that they're going to prosper. And they're the first ones that are going to go under the axe when it happens. And unfortunately, a lot of other decent citizens who are now starving to death virtually are also in the axe. My commitment is to my American people.
Well, let me say this, Lyndon, and then I want to hear some more from you and go to some calls. We appreciate all your time, and hopefully, because we had a few breakups on the connection, stay a little bit in the next hour so we can take more calls. But I know you're very busy today. Why would what's left of the ruling class that isn't part of the British aristocracy and the Rothschilds and Rockefellers, who have always been deeply in bed together to the point of where the Astors and others even took on affected British accents, as 60, 70 years ago, it was the big fad on the East Coast. I mean, this is, and we're not blaming the British people. We're blaming that imperial system that controls it. Why would what's left of independent wealth and others and even the structure allow this to be done? Because it does create great instability. It endangers the ruling class, for my research, even more. I mean, this is a snake eating itself. When they know the derivatives are 1.5 quadrillion and growing conservatively, it's impossible to ever pay off. You've got to write it off. Why are they going to feed everything into this vortex? I mean, at a subconscious level, is it just that these psychopaths like to destroy things, that they like to play God?
I would say psychopaths is an invisible term, but I would say sociopath is more accurate. We have a class which we've known in European experience, for example, called the oligarchical principle. The Babylon was the oligarchical principle. We had the Roman Empire. We had the Byzantine Empire. We had the so-called Crusader system. Then we had the new British system, the new system. And these things are all based on what's called the oligarchical principle. They believe they've got to keep people stupid and dumb so they can use them. And that they have privileges, that they are a superior species that has privileges. And there's a very limited part of the total population of this planet. But they happen to have controlling influence over the political institutions of this planet. And they rule it as they ruled over Africa. They commit genocide. They do it again and again. This is not new as a policy. The only difference now is they've come to the point that if they continue with this policy, the human species will become extinct. That's the difference.
Well, they're building giant bunkers and huge seed vaults and building up for that. I mean, it's clearly planned. And they can you go through, if this isn't reversed, how they're going to roll out their extermination program?
They don't know themselves. What they're doing, you're talking about people who are intrinsically evil. And they don't think about anything except supporting the cause of evil. Our problem is not to fuss with them. Our problem is to overthrow them. Our problem is to reestablish our constitution, to establish our system of government, and help other nations do the same thing for them. We have to get to a system of cooperation among nation states.
But if we don't know how evil, instead of a fake global corporate government, have free nations that do work together, but it's all open and free, and then there's a competition of who's more open and free, and then there's a move towards alliances of good, not alliances of the fake war on terror through stage terror. But I mean, we need to know our enemy. And my biggest message is for people to wake up to just how ruthless the controllers are, and I believe they are psychopaths and sadists. They have sociopaths working for them. But I do believe, Lyndon LaRouche, it's important to know that they're not going to give us quarter. That their end game isn't just enslavement, it's death.
Yeah, you look at the population as I do out there. The majority of the American population hates these people. And the problem is they don't have the degree of leadership on which they would rely to have success. My job is to do that. I have very little, except some of our circles and some friends. There's very little in the United States. It's really to lead mobilization to change this. But the American people hate what is being done to them. They're supposed to have the vote. They're supposed to exercise their right as citizens. They're supposed to think about how to protect themselves. But they've been demoralized. They don't think they can protect themselves anymore. We've got to get in there and slug.
because we've got to awaken the American people to their own the courage which lies within them.
So what do we do right now? Call into every talk radio show, call Congress, and say this plan is going to wreck us, reinstate Glass-Steagall, arrest Ben Bernanke?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've got to provide the American people with a sense as a leadership out there which is not going to betray them. A leadership which is going to actually take the kinds of measures which will help us get out of this mess. That we have to reestablish the confidence of the American people, not only in us as persons, but in the idea that we constitute an alternative leadership which is prepared to act in their defense. That without that message to our people now, who are suffering more and more, there is no hope for this nation. A nation must save itself. It must find a leadership which is willing to lead in saving itself. We have to love people. We have to love humanity. And it's out of that love for humanity that we're able to find the strength and the will to act to save humanity.
All right, let's come back and take some phone calls for Lynn LaRouche. We appreciate joining us today. We'll also, on the other side, give you their websites. One of them is LaRouchePack.com, and he has several others. And, of course, our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. But this is a predatory economy meant to destroy civilization, and then the controllers sit in their armored high-tech redoubts.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet, with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN, or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me, a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
Lynn LaRouche has agreed to stay with us about 15 minutes into the next hour. We're going to take some of your phone calls before he leaves us, get more into his ideas for solutions. And more on if things aren't reversed, where this is going. Well, controlled crisis, and they'll use the breakdown of society as a way to take more and more of our liberties. I've watched the architecture of police state being built in earnest behind the scenes. Now it's being rolled out right as the collapse begins. This is absolutely incredible. And I do want to go to some of your phone calls. I know some were holding before Lyndon LaRouche joined us, but he can speak on any of these topics. I mean, this all feeds together. There's some good news. I'll be covering it after Lyndon LaRouche leaves us in a big news blitz. German authorities reject useless radiation body scanners. We've also got the truth about the debt deal. It's pretty much meaningless. It just gives more power to the government. Debt deal agreed, but may not save U.S. AAA credit rating. London Guardian saying that. Moody's is saying that. They're positioning us for total collapse. Lyndon LaRouche, before we go to the calls, any other key items you want to add right now?
I think what we've just addressed so far goes to the heart of the thing. There's much more, of course, on it. And there's also a whole discussion about what the principles of the economy are, particularly physical economy, what physical economy means and why it's different than so-called monetarist economy. These kinds of things are
all there. Why do the oligarchs wage war against reality, real things?
Because mankind is creative. Contrary to the so-called second law of thermodynamics, which is a complete fraud. It always was a fraud. The nature, the solar system, including the galaxy, has always moved in a progressive way. That is, it's moved to a higher level of what we call energy flux density. We see the forms of life that have gone extinct. They were inferior in terms of these qualities to the species that succeeded them. Mankind is a latecomer, just a few million years we've been on this planet. And we have transformed the planet. The planet today is dominated by mankind. There is not animal and mankind. There's not, you know, other things in mankind. Mankind is the center of this planet. It's our planet. It's our solar system, in fact, if we want to make it so. So we have all these things, which are good things. The achievement of mankind, the idea that you make a discovery. You die after making the discovery, but people benefit from it after you're dead. So that just
you give to the species collective.
No.
I'm against collectivism under a controlled thing. What I'm saying is,
sure.
The progress, the ideas, the mathematics, the literature, the music, it builds and advances the species. That is true civilization.
Exactly. The point is that you want to, every person who's really decent always wanted their children to have a better life than they had. That was a characteristic of the American population, particularly of the immigrants and so forth, but also others. Our desire is that our lives will have meant something to those who come after us. That is the basis for human morality.
It's a love of humanity. We are builders.
That's right. Absolutely that. We love humanity because we think that our life has to mean something for the benefit of those generations that come later. That is the American idea, really, as opposed to what you get in Europe, a more oligarchical view of being tolerated by the ruling class or something. Now, our struggle for freedom and our greatness lies in our special devotion in most parts of our life to the taking people into our country, giving them an opportunity for a better life than they had elsewhere, adopting them as our people, and taking pride, even as we go to death, pride in the fact that we're creating something better for those who come after us than we had. And our pride and a sense of justification, that we are justified in living. We are something good in this system.
And our contributions live on. It's not some arrogant thing. It's a love letter to the future. If I could meet my great-great-great-great-grandchildren that are unborn, I would love them as much as my children today. And that is my great instinct, my spirit, my drive. And that is humanity. And the globalists are the opposite of that. Back in 60 seconds, hour number 3 with Lyndon LaRouche, your phone calls, and a huge news blitz straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide.
This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lennon LaRouche is sharing his analysis of what's happening geopolitically and with the so-called debt ceiling deal, that the stock market got news that a deal had been made and went up, and then as soon as they saw that it was all secretive, and it started plunging. And the rating agencies that serve the big banks are saying, oh, you're still going to go bankrupt. So they're just positioning us and teaching us that it's all our fault right now, but that Lord Rothschild is going to save us. Danny in New York, you're on the air with Lennon LaRouche for a question or comment. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I'm also actually the guy that did the Hal Sparks interview that you played last week. I want to thank you for everything you do, Mr. LaRouche. Great breakdown. I organized a protest at the Fed on Friday during a Treasury meeting with the bankers, and these guys are just so prideful and obnoxious. The mainstream media was there. All of them refused to report that the Fed is a private bank.
But things have changed. 10 years ago, when Fed heads went to Congress, everyone bowed and actually tremulated in their voice when they talked to them. Now they're screamed at and shouted at. The worm is turning. We are identifying the progenitors of our pain.
Yeah, absolutely. And, we're educating people in the area, and, you know, there's a lot more people willing to stop and talk to us and just hear about how the Fed is private. Bloomberg reported that the Fed Board of Governors is a government agency, but that the New York Fed and other banks are owned by their shareholders. I mean, I think the bankers are really exposed right now, and this is the time we have to strike. If you want to see that article, you can Google the Federal Reserve admits its 12 banks are private.
No, I saw that last Thursday. Great job, Danny, and great job with the work you're doing. And do you have any questions for Lennon LaRouche?
I do. Before I get to that, I just want to mention, somebody had mentioned last week about 9/11 events. We are having Liberty Fest,
Listen, I will plug that stuff, and I plan to get Luke on or send me an email. But we've got limited time with Lyndon. If you've got a question, you know, that's why he's here. Do you have anything for him?
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to, you were saying, you know, we need a new set of leaders who care about humanity, and I'm 100% with you. I mean, I think this has been a great interview that I'm going to spread around. Are you talking about a system of Republican democracy and a free market, or what exactly is the...
Okay, thank you, Danny. Lyndon, go ahead.
I think it's to say Republican democracy, that's fine. It's fine. We're a republic of accountability for the end result of what we vote for.
Because a pure democracy, the oligarchs can finance brainwashing and get 51% to vote their rights away. In a republic, they're set in stone. They can't be removed.
It is solidarity among the citizens to a common purpose, and they each try to fit their own ends with a common purpose. They come to an agreement and compromises, which are legitimate compromises, in order to achieve a common interest, a common purpose.
Neil in Arizona, go ahead. Question or comment?
I have a question for Mr. LaRouche.
Go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to start out by saying the debt to GDP is currently 95%, which is the highest since World War II era. But currently we're not at war with the Nazis, and we have to continually raise the debt ceiling by $1 trillion every year to keep up with that, or the U.S. will default, the currency will default. And I just wondered what Mr. LaRouche thought about their solution to just injecting more money into the economy Hopefully I didn't crash the show, but I think we're talking along those lines.
No, no, it's a good question. We're going to break in 45 seconds. Lynn LaRouche, take that question.
Okay, the point is, progress is not a disaster. It's the lack of progress that's a disaster. Scientific progress is the essential to the continued existence of the human species. Cutting back on scientific progress would mean the earlier death of the human species.
But, I mean, his question was this debt-to-GDP ratio.
Forget it. If we do the Glass-Steagall Act, done now, in the United States, would eliminate all these problems.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back and go to Robert, David, Randy, and others, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones with the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Lynn LaRouche is our guest for the rest of this segment. We're going to go to George, Bob, Robert, David, and Randy in the minutes we have left. I'm going to get into a big news blitz of important information we haven't gotten to today that's very important, and then continue with your phone calls. We also have a report here that was just sent out minutes ago by our guest organization, LaRouchePub.com. And the headline is, a vote for debt deal is a vote for treason. And it breaks down the fact that Obama has named a super Congress, which even the Associated Press admits is not in the Constitution, a 12-person body composed of six Democrats and six Republicans So they're agreeing on legislation to sign power away. And we've now learned that what they proposed 2 weeks ago is in the legislation. Continuing here with this information, it goes on. The recommendations made by the Super Congress for the additional $1.5 trillion in cuts will be sent to both houses of Congress to receive only an up or down vote. The House and Senate cannot amend or filibuster the recommendations of the Super Congress, which, again, suspends House rules because you've got to have larger majorities in these spending bills. So this is basically changing the rules of the Congress. Wow, this really is. And I remember a few weeks ago seeing Republicans and Democrats recommend this and thinking there's no way they'll actually do it. But reportedly that is in the agreement. And I've got the Associated Press and others here saying that, yes, there will be this committee, but it's not a committee. It's the leaders of the House and Senate saying now the rest of the House and the Senate aren't involved. Oh, we've got groups here that aren't going along with this from the Tea Party or from the liberals. Both groups don't like it. We'll just ignore you. What is Obama saying he'll do with the new 10-member governor's council? Ignore the other states, the rural council. They really are setting up a dictatorial system. Lenin LaRouche, it is amazing to see this actually happening.
Yes. It's not surprising to me. But it's amazing, I think, for most of the people in the United States to see that their own government, under a foreign-controlled president, is actually out to destroy the United States and to destroy the people in it. It's amazing to see such a crime allowed to happen by the permission of some people who are highly placed in politics.
Well, they're preparing the public for the admission that we're completely bankrupt and going into receivership and saying a super Congress will decide and the states won't decide, no one will decide, but a few handpicked globalists. Incredible. Bob in California, you're on the air with our guest, Lenin LaRouche.
Yes, Lenin, thanks for all you've done for this country or tried to do for this country over the last 50 years. It's nice to have people out there like you. My comment is, I was in the manufacturing business for about 30 years. Around 1995, I was getting phone calls two or three, four times a week from different agencies trying to say that I could be paid money to move my business to China. And I don't know what that was all about. I didn't want to go to China. I eventually went down with a sinking ship. I could not compete against the Chinese thing. But if we don't bring the manufacturing back to this country in some form, I don't think we can ever recover. We cannot do it on a service-based economy alone.
It is naked tyranny and corruption and treason to for 15, 16 years, have the open policy to pay to move you away and to pay to move our factories. I mean, our tax money paid to move General Motors plants to Eastern Europe, China, and Brazil. Why are they doing this, Lenin LaRouche?
They want to destroy us. And many people inside the United States of great influence are completely wittingly complicit with that.
It is incredible.
Destroy us. Look, they killed Kennedy to get us into a war, which Kennedy opposed, and Douglas MacArthur opposed. So they solved the problem by killing Kennedy. Then they killed his brother. And we got a whole series of things. We had some presidents who were not so bad, and some who were really terrible. But this is the point. We have the American people have lost control of their own government. And it's partly by corruption, partly by wear and tear and so forth. But there's been a shortage of capable leaders of the United States who are in the real tradition of the United States. That's the problem. All we can do, as I can do, is do the best we can in order to provide people that kind of leadership available to them, which will solve these problems. And people have thought, well, maybe that won't work. Maybe we've got to go with these guys who are running the show and hope they'll give us a better deal. And now we see what they've got. They went too far. They gave the better deal to too many other people.
Well, you're saying there's 24 hours, and I appreciate your call, Bob, to reverse this, but this just keeps us on the same slow slide and, you know, creates this commission that will then decide to get us in deeper and deeper debt. But, I mean, we are in a depression, and it's worsening, but how will this start triggering things immediately?
I think it's triggering it right now. But what you have a confusion among the majority of the American people. The majority of the American people hate this. They hate it. They are despairing, however, at the same time. They don't believe that there are any institutions which will help them achieve their aims. All I can do, as you are doing and others are doing, all we can do is give a message and hope that we get in enough, not merely condemnation of this horrible thing that's being done to us, but also inspire some of our fellow citizens who hate this too. Instead of doing just hating this system, what they should do is join and form mass leadership, which stops this thing right now. And we need it within 24 hours. Let's go for 24 hours.
Well, it's not a done deal yet, so we need to pressure folks that, because they get us all obsessed over the deal, let's get a deal. Well, not if it's a bad deal, and the stock market doesn't like it. It has plunged 300 points today. It's still continuing to drop. Why is the stock market not liking this news?
What they're doing is, you think of the squeeze on this thing. The stock market is a fake. There's no truth to the stock market. There are no natural determining values in the stock market. It's a complete fraud. But what happens is you have a certain section of the population out there which thinks it has money. It's invested in things that are worthless, but they think they are assets. And they look at the accounting sheet and say, I got assets. Well, that could be wiped out overnight. And because there's no value out there. We have to start creating value again. And so they believe it. Other people are intimidated, and they do it. And because we are not united against them with their crazy policies, if we don't force, you know, our people who are elected to begin to represent the people, we can go to hell.
Well, that's what happens with tyranny, is that they never stop. I mean, you've got to stop them somewhere, because they always want more, more, more. Things don't just stay the same. They get better, they get worse. They don't just sit in one spot, and there's definite motion here towards the bad. Robert in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Lyndon LaRouche. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. LaRouche. Thank you for what you're trying to do, and thank you, Alex. Been listening for 6 years now. You've changed my life. Anyway, one thought that I've had over the years listening to you, Alex, and just listening to you, Mr. LaRouche, is that in studying human nature, I came across a concept called social dominance orientation, which is basically a body of knowledge that says that humans organize into stratum or castes, which unfortunately gives the top or the leading tier in any society almost a carte blanche to do whatever they want. In other words, for some reason we evolved into and scaled out in our world into, I think, an abomination of what used to be necessary when we were smaller packs of hunter-gatherers that allows our leaders to do what they want, and 80% of people are blind to what they do.
That's right. It's divide and conquer.
I'm sorry?
Divide and conquer.
Exactly. And there's always that 5% who represent the maverick. And God bless you, Alex. I think the future will judge you as significant to the survival of humanity. And I mean that. I think that you are doing what's necessary to wake people up and break them from that bind of how we're wired.
Well, let's be clear, though. Let's be clear. We're all doing this. We're all mavericks that care, that are involved. Just seeking after knowledge is the beginning of true victory in civilization. And I appreciate your call, Robert. Lyndon LaRouche, comments on what Robert was just saying.
I've said what I've already said. We have the chance now, within a short time. I know we have the chance because the people out there want it. We have to mobilize the people out there to unite in their own interests and force their representatives in the legislatures and elsewhere to act for us. And I do what I can.
Do you agree? Because that's what I saw a few weeks ago, but I wasn't sure. Now we are sure, because what you're saying is confirmed. They're saying, well, they've kind of kicked the can. They've agreed to raise it, but now a new commission will change the voting rules in the Congress, and the rest of the Congress doesn't matter. Only these 12 people and the president do. The debt ceiling was all a distraction. This was all about creating a new super Congress that I warned about in a few videos last week, and now they've really done it. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, this is what they did. We have been betrayed. We've been betrayed by our own delusions. We could trust these people. The evidence was all there. The disaster, the collapse of Detroit, for example, was a part of this thing. all of the things that have happened were things that were done to us, inch by inch and step by step. We have allowed ourselves to be destroyed by a small oligarchy, which is an international oligarchy, and that's our problem. Maybe at this point, the things are serious enough that the American people will stand up, not whimpering about what they're suffering, but angrily but firmly saying, no, Obama, go. You're a fascist swine, go. Well, get out of here.
I agree with you that we must identify what they're doing, that it's by design, and then say no. Lynn LaRouche, thank you so much for spending time with us today, LaRouchePub.com. Look forward to talking to you as this unfolds. Continue your research. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, fine.
All right, there they go. We're going to come back with your phone calls, then a bunch of news. But I'm going to get to Dave, Nick, Randy, Karen, and others. Then I'm getting into all the news. But this is a giant dictatorial power grab.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do 3 things right away. Number 1, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number 2, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number 3, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com. Okay, I've had time now since this morning to go over the agreement. And it's an agreement to have the Congress vote in the House and Senate to sign their authority over to a 12-person super Congress. And they're calling it a blue ribbon committee to confuse people. The creation of what Obama has named a super Congress, a 12-person body composed of 6 Democrats, 6 Republicans. See, not your elected representatives then voting individually, but no, we pick 6 from each party from the leadership, and then they decide. Who were tasked to come up with the additional $1.5 trillion in cuts by November 23rd of this year. Third, the recommendations made by the Super Congress for its additional $1.5 trillion in cuts will be sent to both houses of Congress to receive only an up or down vote. So again, they're changing the House rules. The House and Senate cannot amend or filibuster the recommendations of the Super Congress. So that's getting rid of the filibuster power. This is unbelievable. Just like Obama launched a war in Libya and said, I don't need Congress. Just like they're trying to push through their cybersecurity takeover, but going ahead and doing it. And the carbon taxes. Everything is about a power grab, setting up a 10-member governor board. Forget the other 40 states. The House and Senate cannot amend or filibuster the recommendations of the Super Congress. If the Congress votes no on the recommendations, the $1.5 trillion in cuts will be eventually distributed between the defense budget and domestic entitlement programs. So that's Congress voting ahead of time to give up their power later. If the Congress does not go along with the proposed cuts to the Super Congress, the cuts go through anyway. This is incredible. This is what Congress is voting on today. As of this morning, there is opposition from the Progressive Caucus and the Black Caucus. However, many other members of Congress are ready to vote for treason. They are capitulating to the terror campaign runs the White House, Wall Street, the City of London, that has said that if the debt ceiling is not raised, it will cause the government shutdown. The U.S. credit rating and credit rating of cities and states will be downgraded, and the markets will crash. But they're saying even if it does pass, Moody's and S&P are out today saying we're still going to lose it anyway. We're just being squeezed a little more before they do it, instead of just saying no to the derivatives and all this could end. Incredible. And then we've got the article here. I'm going to send all this to Watson and get a new article out on it. Kurt Nemo's welcome. I know Aaron Dykes is listening. Steve Watson are great researchers. But this is what I called in the last 2 weeks in the video reports we put out. Obama's final loophole, the Catastrophic Emergency Clause. Homeland Security Presidential Directive HSPD-20 and National Security Presidential Directive NSPD-51. Set up by Bush, now carried out by Obama. Because if Congress doesn't go along with this, at least smokescreen fake Congress, super Congress, they'll just pull the trigger and he'll do it. But it's good to make a tyrant act like a tyrant. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Maine. David, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. I'm a first-time caller from the grand state of Maine, and I have a question for you and Mr. LaRouche. But if Mr. LaRouche isn't available, I'll address it to you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He's gone now, but I can try to answer your question.
I was wondering if you were aware that an historic event is occurring. Did your government is being restored? The Republic for the United States is being restored per constitutional law. It is the restoration of what was abandoned in 1860. And
sir, were you sent a Nasera email?
No. No, this is about the Republic for the United States of America that is being reseated as of 2010, about March 30th, I guess it is. It's reseating the republic that was abandoned just prior to the Civil War.
There's a lot of groups that meet and stuff and have new Continental Congresses and things, but I mean, what specifically are you talking about?
Well, general assemblies are being made up of groups of we the people who have chosen to be active participants in the de jure, or that means lawful, grand juries now being formed all across the land in each of the 50 free states in America.
Well, look, I'm not saying that it isn't good to have these type of talks and things, but are you talking about the stuff that Kennedy guy put out last year?
He was one of the originals.
David, I appreciate your call. You know what? The globalists are completely lawless. They've set up Homeland Security to physically try to suppress us. We need to be calling them out as illegitimate hijackers. not forming a committee in the back of the plane to say we're running a government in the back of the plane. We're going to have to call the hijacker out to the other dumb flyers who don't know it's a hijacker. That's the first goal. And if you can get state grand juries and grand juries to go to people criminally, that is a good plan. But as for, you know, years ago, it's kind of like a Nocera too. Everything's fixed. We've sent letters to the states. And in a month, the whole government's going to fall. And it didn't happen. The whole illegitimate government didn't leave. They are physically occupying every town and city to carry out this criminal takeover. We have to politically take all of our counties, cities, and states back from those positions. And then if the globalists try to ignore our states, well, you know what comes next.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
When your country is being turned into a 21st century banana republic police state, silence isn't golden, it's yellow.
You are listening to Alex Jones broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Go back to your phone calls and then into some more of the news here in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. They are celebrating their 30th anniversary with another great deal. Save 30% on the Freedom Unit one-year food supply. Here's your chance to save $536.70. on their already low price for a one-year supply of the best storable foods on the planet. This price is even lower for the same volume of food that it was when they first started way back in 1981. This offer ends soon, so act now. Quantities are limited. Be prepared before you need it. Act now. And I'm into storable food because I'm into it. I'm into being prepared. Like the ant, not the grasshopper. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Or find their banners on InfoWars.com. Speaking of preparedness, I want to tell you about PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters, whole house, tabletop, under the sink, water bottles, everything. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. Again, they have a wide variety of filters that remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower, bath filters. The reverse osmosis system even filters out the radioactive isotopes. All their filters are made in the USA. USA. Check out their banners at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, or go to PureWaterFreedom.com to take control of your water freedom today. And last but not least, Innerfood is a revolutionary 100% organic green superfood energy drink with powerful nutrition for better health, energy, mental clarity, and immune system support. It was even voted best superfood by our friend Mike Adams from Natural News. Because it's composed of nearly 50% chlorella, spirulina, kelp, and dulse, it is also high in nutritionally occurring iodine and many other great minerals. And other trace elements, give them a call today at 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, or visit them on the web at www.enerfood.com. That's innerfood.com, also made right here in Americana, 100% organic, non-GMO. Okay, let's hurry through calls. Nick in Missouri, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Sold. Oh, no, thanks, Alex. First-time caller is just that was kind of weird. You guys was talking earlier about them rolling it out right now. I've just watched helicopters landing all day long here in southeast Missouri, and our armory here where I live is a transportation division, so it's just loaded with trucks and Humvees. And
government kill switches, open borders, launching wars without congressional approval, $27 trillion given to foreign banks, won't tell Congress where it went. Yeah, we're already deep under martial law. They're just getting us ready to really gut us.
Well, I've never seen this many just fly into town. I mean, I'm like a mile away from the armory, and it's just nuts, shaking my house. These huge helicopters, man. And I just thought I'd shout out to you.
Well, the founders said don't have a standing army because they'll always be used against you, and it looks like we're going to find out about it. I mean, they admit they're preparing the military to keep us safe during economic collapse when the bankers engineered the whole thing.
Well, I don't know, man. I hope they're not getting ready to start rolling down the streets right now. Yeah, so.
No. I don't really think I completely agree with LaRouche that this is going to happen really quick now. They're just keeping us down the same path of gang raping us, and it'll just slowly rot. That's how they want it until they blow something up and say, you know, that foreign people did it or domestic groups did it.
All right. I appreciate it.
Anything else, Nick?
No, that's just bad. I thought it was kind of strange. And then your intro right before I called in just kind of scared me since they're right here down the street. But
Well, here's the deal. Those are men and women that are humans that are being raped by the system as well. And it's time to talk to people in government. It's time to reach out to them. It's time to speak out and not just go with this outrageous foreign banking takeover. And Hillary Clinton, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others are on record saying the globalists are in deep trouble and that people are identifying them, not the puppet frontmen. So that's why they're committed. That's why they're armed and dangerous. That's why they're wanted men. Henry Kissinger's wanted in a whole bunch of countries. So are people like George Soros. These are wanted men. They want the total tyranny so they can be secure in their crimes. And if we just wake up to these crooks, it's all over. And they know that's happening. That's why they're behind the scenes getting Homeland Security ready for gun owners and libertarians and people that don't like the Federal Reserve. Because they know we are the solution to the foreign occupation. Randy in Georgia. Randy, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I was calling to let you know that the Census Bureau visited me on Friday. and they wanted me to take a survey. Of course, I declined.
Oh, yeah. Now they're saying they're going to be yearly, round the clock. There is no law telling them what type of guns you have, how many toilets, when you go to work, what your stocks and bonds are. And they now admit it's going to be a yearly survey just because they can.
Yeah, well, actually on here it says that there's some that's on a monthly basis.
Well, that's right. I didn't want to say, you know, I say that I tend to lie subconsciously and unaware. 11 years ago in the 2000 census, you can pull up, you know, mainstream news about this. And there was a federal judge in Texas. I remember seeing it in the Houston Chronicle, said this is illegal. Under the Constitution, they can ask how many people live there. And that's it for congressional apportionment to decide for your state's population how many members of the House of Representatives you get. That's it. Not, and then it was only one out of, I think, five families. I got one of them asking, what's your guns? What's your toilet? When do you go to work? Do you have renters that live here? Where do they work? And if you notice, it said federal law, you have to answer the question, but only on the first two questions. So they put the code under that. And then, you know, the next three, four pages, they didn't tell you. And they announced then, and then again 2 years ago, that it would be yearly, but some businesses and institutions and groups would get monthly. And then they said that, and again, I subconsciously, I almost said monthly, but I thought people won't believe that, and I don't have time to pull it up. So I just said, well, it's going to be yearly. Because, see, most folks are going to start getting the yearly, and so I guess it's true. Most of you only get a yearly, but then they're going to phase in a monthly. But, yeah, tell folks about the piece of paper. I mean, we've shown it to people and stuff, but the point I'm making, Randy, is I tend to water things down, not even consciously, because I can't believe it myself either. Like I knew this martial law grab in Congress was coming, but it's still hard to believe it's happening. Sorry, Randy, go ahead.
Well, it says, in addition, we collect data on a monthly basis to provide current information on such topics as unemployment rates, retail and wholesale trade, various manufacturing activities, and new housing construction, as well as yearly surveys on businesses, manufacturing, government, family income, health, and education.
Now, let me stop you again. Read the top of the form. In fact, I've had scores of these, and I've had the bad luck in the last two censuses to get the long one that says all that, and I've shown it, but I think we threw it away. Why don't you scan that, and I'll put you on hold later and send it to my producer so I can show it tomorrow, because folks won't believe it. But read the top of the form and start over, because, yes, what you're reading is what it says. Yes, monthly. And so imagine someone comes to your door from the government now monthly. They GPS your door, and they demand to answer questions. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is that I guess she thought, because I'm a young mother, so I guess she thought I was the babysitter, and she left a note on the door, and I didn't receive until my husband got home, saying that I'm obligated to return until contact has been made with an adult member of the household. So I called her, and I said, you did speak with an adult member, and I do not want to take the survey. And she was trying to tell me, oh, well, this is what the survey is about. I was like, well, I already read the pamphlet that you left on the door and the piece of paper you gave me, and we don't want to participate.
And did she try the thing of it's the law?
She didn't say that, but they were kind of upset because I was like, no, I don't want to take the survey. They were like, oh, you know, this is because it was two women at the door. And I guess one of them was her supervisor.
Yeah, you better watch yourself. They report if you are dumb enough to let them in that they see dog hair on the ground, a dish in the thing, they're going to take your kids. Government agents are vicious Nazi filth. Now, they may individually may not be like somebody in the German army, but they work for literal Beelzebub eugenicist. So remember, I don't answer the door when people come to my door if I don't know them and I don't have an appointment. And when they send me those, because they're all fraudulent, they go in the trash can. If they pulled you over, ma'am, and you had a dead body in the back of your car and the state police had you in there and the FBI showed up, under the Constitution, you don't have to answer questions. Called the Fifth Amendment. Now, why then do they have a right to come give you a 50-question survey about when you go to work, what stocks and bonds you have, are you renting, what are your toilets like? They don't! They don't! They don't! But yes, they are trying to phase it out. And I've talked to people, I've seen it in the news, where they will force their way in now with the monthly surveys. They will actually, ooh, get me in there. You're going to answer it. And then they find good-looking women, especially, and it's been coming out in the news, and they start harassing you. Because under their little authorization, they can start coming all the time. And so you just better not answer the door when they come. So how did it end when these little Gestapo officers were told that you're not going to answer their monthly survey?
Well, I said no, thank you. Then they try to kind of persuade me, and I basically had to shut the door in their face.
Yeah, they're very dangerous. Just don't go to the door. You just say, I'm busy. I'm busy now. Thank you. And if they keep knocking, you say, I'm going to call the police. Again, it's your time, your country, your body, your children, your house. Get off my property. Get off, get off, get off, get off. You can stick your thing in the mailbox, but don't even get them mad because they love to put people down. It's best to just say, I'm busy. Thank you. Well, what are you doing? None of your business. Thank you. Go CPS somebody else's kids. Anything else, Randy?
No, that was all. And it was in, I live in the Atlanta area. So, you know, for your callers that live in the Atlanta area, I don't know if they were just doing it on Friday or if they're going to do it.
Ma'am,
you know,
this is nationwide. Listen, this is nationwide. This is nationwide. It's an army of spy goons. They've announced that all the major mail carriers are going to have little tracker antennas on them that steal all your wireless data and track you. I mean, hell is being released. They got a million private spies in the U.S. under Homeland Security now. They're putting telescreens up. We know what we got. It's a case of horrible tyranny.
I do have a question, though, because when Mr. LaRouche was on, you all were speaking about with the foreclosed homes, they're, you know, bulldozing and they're going to build affordable housing. Do you think that has something to do with that?
They want to gauge how bad they're hurting us. They say, we want this data to help you. They're already grabbing all the data. They're just creating armies of spies that are, and getting the public accustomed to TSA sticking their hands down your pants, to people banging on your door and saying, answer my questions or I'll call the SWAT team. It's about living in a Stasi East German system. No. J.P. Morgan and others are giving government people free houses they've taken. I was reading that from Time Magazine. They just, plain view, we're giving government free houses or discounted. And then they're bulldozing houses they've repossessed because they don't want to give them at a low price. They want to drive up prices. It's a destructive economy. It's designed to destroy things. I appreciate your call, Randy. Karen in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Alex. Been a subscriber for quite some time. Love your show.
Thank you.
I always tell everybody I can about it. This woman, I was going to talk about something else, but this woman that just came on, I was talking about somebody that came to her door. Well, we had people come to our door this morning, too. And they were from, the card is Independence Blue Cross. And my partner, who's disabled, they wanted to find out what meds,
Listen. Number one, we're in a depression. There's roving bands of people breaking in houses, robbing, murdering, stealing any metal outside. Don't answer the door. Don't. If you don't have an appointment and you don't, and everybody should drill a hole if they have to, you know, in the thing and put the eyepiece in there from Home Depot. Hey, I'm busy. Go away. Don't even open the stinking door. Yes, big insurance companies are out spying on people. Even if you don't have a membership with them or don't buy insurance from them, you're not a customer, they still want it for databases. Or they could have been, there's all sorts of traveler groups now all over Europe, all over the U.S., from every different country you can imagine, and they'll get you out, you know, in the back while you're doing something, you know, oh, I want a tree trim for you. And then while you're busy, they're in your house robbing you. Do not talk to anybody that comes to your door. Do not do it. Do not do it. I've had countless people show up. And they'll be total con artist criminals. And I'll open the door and I'll say, what are you doing here? And, because they've been there when my wife's there and she didn't open the door. And they're like, we've got a stereo system we want to sell you. And I go, listen, I'm calling the cops. I know about your scam. And they'll be like, F you. Look at you later. And I'm like, well, I'm armed. Slam the door. So there's just roving criminals everywhere. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This super Congress, my question is to everyone out there is to think about, why can't the Congress that we have now do the job?
Because they won't vote the way the bankers want. Because they're slowly, Congress gave up its trade authority to the World Trade Organization. Oh, Congress gave up its authority to this. They're openly, Republican leaders 2 weeks ago, Mitch McConnell going, we'll just give the president the power of the purse now. And they had all these fake Republican talk show hosts go, what a genius idea. He'll get the blame. They're not allowed to give it up. So that's what they're doing, Karen.
Yeah, it's a big scam. It's a big. And I just wanted to say the last thing. I live in Philadelphia, and you know, I grew up, understanding that the Constitution was written here, and I felt a great sense of pride. But when I saw that they actually built the museum for the Constitution to be put in, I knew that it was dead.
Absolutely. They call it the Al-Qaeda-tution now. I appreciate your call. Anything good is evil. And they got armies of people getting out of college and the military who want jobs, and they're brought in behind closed doors, and they literally say, to see who freaks out and leaves, George Washington's bad. I have it on video, Road to Tyranny. FEMA teaching police, George Washington's bad, he's scum. And the guys are like, yeah. And they're like, why is he a terrorist? And the cops start saying it, and FEMA goes, good. These people are our enemies. And they're like, yes. And a few of them kind of freak out, but they're watching. They're watching. They're sitting there in the multi-day course writing it down. Oh, you don't like that? Put him in a database. He doesn't hate George Washington. I mean, this is how the hardcore criminals operate. And they're just getting started. That's why I'm so angry. I'm so just wanting to get people awake so we can beat these hardcore criminals. Let's jam in Dennis as we got a break. We may hold him over. Dennis and Tejas, go ahead, evil one.
Yes, I'm very evil. I'm an engineer. I know that 9/11 was an inside job. I've listened to you for years. I was very skeptical about what you represented and everything. I've been to Afghanistan. I've been to Iraq. I've been down to your protest in front of the Austin Police Department. I was down at the protest and saw you at the Capitol building. And I'm convinced, Alex. I actually want to speak to someone that is listening to your program. The guy that called in and gave you the idea for the Google bomb.
Yes, he's in Michigan. I think his name's Tim.
There, but there's another way to actually get a lot of.
Stay there. I want to hear this after the break. Stay there. We'll be back with Dennis in Austin.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
By the way, I could have spent all day just on the video that we shot and produced over the weekend. We basically worked most of the weekend, Friday night right through Sunday evening. I was up here at, 8:30, 9 o'clock last night, getting all of this done. And Aaron Dykes did an incredible job. It's Obama launches gun grab. Outside of Congress, we have the clips of Congress going, we're going to get this law passed to restrict the Second Amendment. And then they couldn't get it passed, so they just say, hey, who needs Congress? Who needs badges? It's like from the Three Amigos, we don't need no stinking badges. It's like, we don't need no stinking Constitution. We'll launch wars. We'll create a new Congress of 12 members that'll run all this with the bankers. It's happening. And if the ATF can get away with this, Obama's announced he's going to sign executive orders putting you on no-buy list, just like the no-fly list. No judge, no jury. They're not playing games. So please go to Infowars.com and get this out to everybody you know. It's time to admit America got a case of tyranny. It's like you get the flu. Or it's like going to the doctor and you got cancer. I mean, we better cut this out, ladies and gentlemen, and stop living in denial. It's not a virtue to be a bunch of gullible idiots. So Obama launches gun grab, linked in red, front page of Infowars.com. Please get that video out to everyone. I should have even done a Google bomb, but anything with Obama's name in it, they block. We can still do them with archaic names. Going back and finishing up with Dennis in Texas. Dennis, what's your idea?
Well, Alex, you're doing a yeoman's job, and it's time that people recognize that we're being attacked on all sides. This criminal government, you've got Obama in there. He isn't even a U.S. citizen. I know people will argue about that, but it's been proven he's not a U.S. citizen. He should be completely thrown out. He should be impeached by the Congress. The Congress is too busy fooling around with other things. They should be taking up the ATF situation. They should be taking up the Obama birth certificate situation. And they're confusing us with all their criminality. You had a good vehicle at one time. You could go ahead and do Google bombs, and now they're thwarting you. And with that tool, they're able to circumvent you a little bit. It's time that people stand up and actually take this government on, but surreptitiously. There are a lot of entry points into the emergency broadcast system, and there are people out there that know exactly what I'm talking about. And if they could just patch you in one or two times, that would throw a real scare into the powers that be.
Yeah, that'd probably send a hit team down here. Let me be clear. Jacking into emergency alert systems is part of the national security system, and I've seen the laws. On that would be a serious felony hacking case, but I appreciate your call. I do not recommend people do that. Now, putting banners up everywhere, you'll get your whole town talking, you know, with serious provocative terms, and then a website, calling into talk radio, a local newsletter, running for city council. Even if you lose, you'll be able to inject real issues. It's about, look, a lot of people want to do big, powerful, all, you know, titanous, superhero type things where everything is done at once. But the tyrants have taken over incrementally. We're going to destroy their system incrementally. Now, there are some really great things. I mean, people have done big banner hangs off skyscrapers, and it's gotten national attention. But I don't want people to do anything that's illegal. Do what you feel is right and within the law. Of course, pretty soon they're going to claim free speech is illegal. They're already trying, so then you got to break the law, don't you? See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.